All right, so
it's perfectly in keeping with the way things go, though.
So our little buddy Cray Trey, who made his name at this radio station by we set up a porter station in the bathroom right here on the fourth floor of Cumulus International. We put Trey in a suit or a tux. We got a tux. A suit. Put him in a tux, and I went and bought all this gum and cologne and candy and cigarettes and condoms, and we set it all out there on the bathroom. And we basically, we were treating it like this was some sort of high-end steakhouse, strip club, whatever, where they have bathroom porters, just to see how it went over. And you know what? It went over quite well.
It was pretty convenient.
People really enjoyed the porter service.
Mm-hmm.
So... And Trey kind of made a name for himself. We had, you know, he was rolling on everybody walking in there, and he was telling, you know, nifty stories and asking questions about people's day
and
everything.
He was making small talk and everything, just like they do.
It's great.
He earned a couple bucks.
He did. We let him keep the tips.
Yes.
It was great for old Trey.
Just the tips. Just a tip.
So today, on the heels of the Masters tournament, Trey... called Augusta National. And for those who do not know, Augusta National is the most highfalutin, well-heeled, incredible, air quotes, club there is in the United States of America and maybe the damn world.
It screams Cray Tray.
Yeah. No one knows how to get in there. Nobody knows how to get tickets to the actual tournament. You know, membership, it's just...
You're lucky if you ever lay eyes on the place.
Yes, Augusta finds you.
Yes.
You don't find it. If it wants you, it finds you.
They have turned down so many people, so many incredibly wealthy, famous people for membership. The only locals that I know that are members here, Tom Hicks is... How he got in, I'm not sure, but I've heard stories, you know, Madonna and Brett Hull have gone down there and played with him at Augusta. And,
yeah.
And it takes that kind of money and that kind of prestige.
They smile on the shyster.
They kind of do. So he was a member. So Cray Trey called, and all he wanted to know was, could he get a tee time?
Yeah, can I play?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And... Again, it's Augusta National. You don't just go play. This is not Tennyson Highlands. This is Augusta National. So
when did they add Highlands into that?
They redid it a few years ago.
So it's now Tennyson Highlands?
Well, one course is the Highlands course.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is the refurbished course. It's nice. So here he is. Here is Cray Trey calling Augusta National trying to book a tee time.
Good afternoon, Augusta National Golf Club.
Hi, my name is Trey Mitchell. I just moved to Atlanta, and I saw your tournament on TV last week, and I thought your courses were really nice. They're, like, really pretty. And I was seeing if I couldn't schedule a tee time for four.
For four?
Yeah, foursome.
For four.
I was seeing if I couldn't schedule a tee time for four. Preferably morning.
Oh, he's making requests now.
Before lunch.
Yeah, I'm a busy businessman.
Preferably morning.
I'm sorry, it's a private club.
Well, I mean, how about just play the back nine if possible? I mean, preferably, you know, the back 13 look really cool. I mean, I really I saw it on TV. I thought it'd be a cool course to play.
Does this happen out there? Do they get phone calls like this?
I bet. Well, we should just listen to it all, but I bet this girl's job is to field similar phone calls to this. You tell me no one calls that place either doing bits or with the dumbest questions ever.
And she is the screener, and it 99% of phone calls don't go past her.
Right. And her job is to filter all this BS out and stick to the script, which you'll hear she does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a private club.
So, I guess then how do I get a membership?
I'm sorry, it's by invitation only by a member.
There should be some, some kind of, you know, way. We'll discuss it later, I guess.
When I'm a member.
Skip over.
We'll discuss it later.
There is no doubt that I'm going to be a member.
Yes.
So
let's clear a few things up.
And when I am,
he has been totally shut down by her. But we'll discuss it later when I am a member.
Moving forward.
I guess when I'm a member, can I? What's the dress code there? Do I need to wear a polo? Do I need to wear can I wear jeans?
That information is not disclosed.
Okay. Do you have any Twilight specials by any chance? I mean, I could just do a single.
Do you know what that is, Mike? A Twilight special?
Where you play when the sun's going down?
Yeah, the sun's going down, and typically public courses will knock their fee down from 60 to 28 or something if you can squeeze in 18.
Till dark.
So here are all these people, just imagine, lined up down Magnolia Lane at 4 o'clock in the afternoon waiting to get a Twilight time at Augusta.
Specials by any chance? I mean, I could just do a single. I don't need to have a, I don't need to have a foursome. You know, I could just do a single. I mean, if it's BYOB, I don't even need a...
Why would that, okay, why would that factor into anything? If it's BYOB, I'm okay. Because my other friends are bringing beer or what?
Yeah. He's good with it if the rules are BYOB. He'd still like it, the one.
Oh, God.
I mean, if it's BYOB, I don't even need to bring the beer, or anything.
I'm sorry, it's a private club. Is there anything else?
Well, more information, I guess, on how to become a member.
Yeah, that information is not disclosed.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Wow. Sure. Boy, talk about staying on point.
You know what?
Dude.
This woman is incredibly sweet, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So... you can only be a member if another member invites you or refers you, correct?
Yeah.
Now, once you win the Masters, you're automatically a member. You are. Okay?
Yeah.
So, why not call back and say that you've been referred by a member?
Good afternoon. I guess the National Golf Club.
Hello, my name is Chip Mulligan III, and I was recently invited by one of your members to be a member of your golf club. I was seeing what I need to go further to become a member and what my locker number would be.
Chip Mulligan III.
So...
what number?
Again, presumptuous enough to... to think that this is all it takes. And by the way, what's my locker number going to be? This is it's just like a 5-second phone call to become a member at Augusta.
What's my locker going to be?
You like the Cray-Tray fake voice?
Mm-hmm. Number would be.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
I swear she's laughing.
Yes, sir. And who were you invited by?
Jose Maria Olazabal.
Okay.
No doubt. She's got to be laughing at this.
Jose Maria Olazabal?
He's clearly reading it. Phonetically.
He didn't know who that was. So Saroy and I had him write it out. Jose Maria Olath.
Okay. And when did he invite you?
He invited me about a week ago.
Okay, well, you would need to speak with someone else about that.
Well, then, can I please talk to the head of the pro shop, if possible? I mean...
not the head pro, the head of the pro shop. Clearly, Cray-Tray does not play golf, yeah.
Gay Brewer told me that I could...
okay, wait.
Back that up.
Gay Brewer?
Are you gay?
Gay Brewer won this thing when? In 68, 69?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. For those who don't remember, Gay Brewer.
He was a local guy, too, wasn't he?
Gay? I don't think so. I don't think gay's from around here.
I think he was, man.
Maybe so.
Then can I please talk to the head of the pro shop, if possible? I mean, Gay Brewer told me that I could just call you guys directly, and we could get it set up. Just maybe a fax.
Fax!
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Chip Mulligan III.
Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You would have to be invited by one of our members here.
I was. Jose Maria Orthabel invited me.
Okay, and what information did he give you when he invited you?
He just told me to call this number, and I should...
Just call Augusta. That's all you got to do. Just call it, Chip. Just call the front desk at Augusta, and they'll hook you up.
He just told me to call this number, and I should, talk to you guys, and you guys would send the information over to my estate.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry. He's not one of our members.
He assured me he was.
No, sir.
Well, I'm clearly getting nowhere. Can I please talk to the head pro?
I'm sorry. You'd have to be invited by one of our members to join here.
But Jose Mario Althaba, he told me he was a member.
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. She's so nice. Yeah. She's so incredibly sweet, and she basically just brushes him off after that. But
she has to stay on point because she's afraid Hootie Johnson's sending people at her to see if she messes around. She's got to be,
moles.
As good or bad as the person calling. She's got to stay on point.
Yeah, she did a great job, too. What a sweetheart.
She was
girl.
So sweet, we didn't call her the third time and pretend we were Jose, an irate Jose Maria yes. Olazabal.
I understand that you have declined, my friend, Chip Mulligan.
Chip Mulligan.
I am one of you.
That was phone call number three, but we didn't think that Cray-Tray could pull off the accent. The third one. The second one was so convincing.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm Chip Mulligan the third.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty good work by him.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get on that course, yeah. Corby.
Showing usefulness.
Someday.
One way or another.
Someday we will play that course. What if she would have said, well, I have an 8:08 open in the morning.
Would we
dude,
be there?
I'm like, yes, we would be there.
8:08 tomorrow morning. Yes.
Yes.
Find a way right now.
No doubt.
Dude, yes.
Maybe Gabe Brewer can help.